All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you today that you are our God and you are able to help us and you have promised to teach us.
And
Lord, as we go now to study the Bible, we pray that you in your mercy will just come down and enlighten every one of us to your great truth.
主啊,我们祈求当我们开始学习的时候,您的怜悯会降下来在我们每一个人身上,让我们可以学到您的伟大的真理。
Help us, Lord, we pray, to learn it and to live it.
主啊,求您帮助我们学到以后用在
And Lord, we're concerned again about Ivy and her family. We're thankful that she is improving in health.
主啊,我们现在很关心艾薇和她家人,因为我们也很高兴她的状况也转好了。
We pray that her husband will arrive in safety.
因为我们祈求她的丈夫能够安全到达。
And we pray that they will be able to be reunited after the quarantine time. Just watch over that family for good, we pray. We're thankful that Ivy knows and loves the Lord. We pray for her husband, for Sophia, and for Yo-Yo, that they might all put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So keep them and bless them, we pray. We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
请您保守他们,赐福给他们。 我们献上感恩,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all for being with us today. We've been considering some truths in the book of Hebrews. We have been going quickly. But we've been trying to see the overall theme of the book.
我们呢,学的稍微快一点,但是我们呢,主要是想关注一下里面的那个主题。
And the theme is you wouldn't want to go back to the Aaronic priesthood, to the Old Testament ways. You want to go on from there to the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
希伯来书的主题呢,就是说你不要回到以前那个亚伦的那个时代,那个祭司制度的时代,我们要离开,他们要离开那里,然后跟着主的那个福音的真理,跟着主耶稣基督。
All right, so chapter 10, we got up to chapter 10 last week. We're just going to keep on going, trying to explain each verse as it comes.
上个星期我们在学习第十章,我们就试图呢,就是说一节一节经文的去解。
All right, verse 1 says, the law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly, year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship.
第一节说呢,律法就是将那美事的影儿,不是本物的真相,总不能记着每年常献一样的祭物,叫那近前来的人得以完全。
So the introductory clause there is very thrilling.
这里的介绍呢,是非常的,那个,惊奇的。
The law is a shadow of the good things that are coming.
律法呢, 即是将来美事的影子。
What is heaven going to be like?
天堂会是什么样子呢？
Well, now that's hard to explain.
这个很难去解释。
There are many wonderful things going to happen in heaven.
在天堂呢，有很多美事会发生。
And it's hard for us to know or to describe what they will be.
对我们来说很难的去了解或者说去描述、将来天堂是什么样子。
This is one thing. In heaven, the law will be followed.
这里呢，就是说在天堂里呢，我们还是要遵守律法。
Is that going to be good?
这是好的吗？
All the good things that the Mosaic law promised will be fulfilled because we will all obey the law.
你所有在摩西所传的律法里面的那些美事呢，在天堂里都会实现，我们所有的人呢都会遵守律法。
We get a little picture of that now.
现在呢，我们只看到了一点点那样的画面。
If everybody obeyed the law in Canada, what would it be like?
如果在加拿大每一个人都遵守法律的话，这个加拿大会什么样呢？
No more policemen.
也不需要警察了。
Almost no more insurance.
也不需要保险了。
No more locks on the door.
也不需要锁门了。
No more fear from the bad people.
也不要害怕坏人。
Those are just a few of the good things that would happen.
这就是几件、好的事将会发生的。
No more lying and cheating.
也不会说谎，也不会欺骗。
We probably all have an instant increase in our effective salaries by probably 100%.
因为我们的年薪呢大概都会增加100%。
But think about the peace in the heart.
你想一想你内心的安息。
Think about the joy that we would have one with another. We could always trust one another completely.
你想一想那样的一种喜乐，在我们每一个人里面的喜乐，因为我们每一个人都可以完全的互相信任。
Okay, the very law of God itself is a shadow of the good things that are coming.
因为那个神的他的那个律法呢，就是那个将来美事的影子。
All right, but that's not the reality. The reality is going to be better than that.
但这却不是真相，真相呢比这个影子要好得多。
And because the law is only pointing to the good things to come, the next sentence says, for this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeatedly, make perfect those who draw near to worship.
律法呢，只是指着将来要发生的事情。下面呢，下半句是说呢，总不能记着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那进来的人得以完全。
The law is a wonderful thing, but the law itself cannot produce the character and the behavior that the law says should be.
因为律法呢，它是好的，但是律法呢，不能让人产生我们应该的好的个性、特性和搞好的行为。
So the law can't do it. It points in the right direction. It says that's where you should go, but unfortunately, I can't get you there.
律法呢，它只是指出来了，只是一个方向，说你应该往那边去。但是呢，对不起，我不能帮你到那里去。
Now, if the law could have done it, verse 2 says, if it could, would not they not have stopped being offered?For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sin.
那就前面讲的，如果律法真的能够那样的话呢，那就是否则呢，献祭的事 岂不早就止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。
How do we know the law couldn't do its job?
我们怎么知道那个律法它做不了它的工作呢？
Because the people who offered under the law were not free in their conscience. They still knew that they were sinners and they knew they had not been forgiven. Sin had just been deferred as far as its penalty is concerned.
因为那些做律法的人呢立法下的人呢因为他们的良心呢没有被洁净也不觉得自己还仍然知道自己有罪所以呢这样呢在立法上的人呢他就觉得还是有那个负罪感。
As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. Verse 3. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sin.
在另一个反面呢就是第三节说的但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来。
The law just keeps on reminding us that we're sinners.
所以律法的一直就在提醒我们我们都是罪人。
I know I'm a sinner when I speed on the highway.
因为当我在高速公路上超速的时候我知道我是个罪人。
Every time I see a policeman, I say, slow down.
因为每次我看到一个警察的时候我说哦慢下来。
The law is a reminder that we are sinners.
律法呢它只是提醒我们我们是个罪人。
And then the obvious conclusion, verse 4, because it is impossible for the blood of good and goats to take away sin.
因为很明显的结论呢是在第四节。因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
The best conclusion that religion could come up with regarding sin was bring an offering.
因为最好的那个宗教它能够得出来的结论呢就是你献上一个赎罪祭。
But everyone knew that the blood of a bull or the blood of a goat could never take away sin.It would just satisfy God temporarily.
所以每个人都知道呢，那公牛和山羊的血呢是不能除去罪的，它只是暂时让神满意。
Therefore, verse 5 says, when Christ came into the world, and then the writer quotes from Psalm 40.And he says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
这第五节呢接着说呢所以基督到世上来的时候就说这个这希伯来书作者呢就引用了诗篇第四十篇说神啊祭物和礼物是你不愿意的你曾给我预备了身体。
Jesus didn't come into the world to provide more sacrifices for sins.
所以主耶稣基督来到这个世界上来不是为了提供更多的赎罪祭的。
Jesus could have said, my message to you is, we've got to sacrifice more. We're only sacrificing a few lambs every day. We should sacrifice more. We should keep the law more. Jesus didn't come to preach that.
主耶稣其实他可以这么说说我来呢就是说你们要献更多的祭因为你们现在我们要献更多的祭但是主耶稣基督来了以后呢他并不是传的这样的信息
Something similar though very different happened
所以呢有一类似的一个非常不一样的事情发生了
The next line says a body you have prepared me
最后一句说呢 你曾经为我预备了身体。
There were all kinds of bodies of sacrifices, the bulls and the goats, but when Jesus came, he came not as a bull and not as a goat. He came as a man, but he also came as a sacrifice.
因为那个身体呢 的祭物呢已经准备了很多，就像那个山羊的身体啊，公牛的身体啦、啊。但是呢主耶稣基督来，他并不是准备那样一个身体，他是准备了一个人的身体，这个人的身体呢同样是做祭物的。
So the very promise that the sacrifices brought was that Jesus' body would come one day to be the fulfillment of that promise.
实际上呢主耶稣基督他本身的身体呢他来了以后就有一天呢就会实现那样的应许。
And so verse 6, with burnt offerings and sin offerings, God was not pleased.
第六节就是说燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
They were a nice reminder, but they didn't solve anything.
因为它是一个很好的提醒你的一个办法，但是也不解决任何问题。
But in contrast to that, verse 7 says, Then I, that is Jesus, said, Here I am, it is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, O God.
因为那个相反的呢是在七节，这是这样说的，那时我说这个我就是主耶稣，神啊，我来了，主耶稣说我来了，我要遵照你的旨意行，我的事儿在经卷上已经记载了。
So the contrast here is simple. It's a contrast between all the Old Testament sacrifices and Jesus, the New Testament sacrifice.
这个不同的地方呢，是在所有的在旧约里面的那些献祭和现在主耶稣基督提供的献祭。
The Old Testament sacrifices didn't work.
所以呢，旧约时代的那些献祭呢，没有用。
But Jesus came to do the will of God in such a way that it would work.
但是主耶稣基督来了，他遵照神的旨意，遵照神的旨意这样的去行的话，他就会有效。
And so we keep on this contrast now.Between the Old Testament sacrifices under the law, under the Mosaic system, and the New Testament sacrifice.
下面呢就继续在讲在摩西时代的时候那些献祭和在新约时代主耶稣基督的献祭。
So, verse 8, first he said, sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings,God did not desire, nor was he pleased with them, even though the law required them to be made.
第八节继续说，以上说祭物和礼物，燔祭和赎罪祭，是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的，这都是按照律法献的。
If they didn't satisfy, if they weren't sufficient, why did God require it?
如果那个呢他神不满意又不足够的话，这样的献祭，那么神为什么要一直要求他们这么做呢？
Answer, because they were a picture of what was to come.
答案就是呢，这是那个要来的，将来要来的那样的事的一个画面。
In contrast then, verse 9, then he said, Jesus said, Here am I.I have come to establish your will. God set aside the first to establish the second.
你反过来在第九节主耶稣又说呢，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。
The first was a picture to explain what was coming in the second case.
所以在先的呢是来解释一个画面，来解释在后面要发生的事情。
Then when the second comes, the first is set aside.
因为当第二个在后的来了以后呢，在前的呢就会被放在一边了。
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
这个很有道理。
How could we know the significance of the reality if we didn't have some explanation beforehand? So God says, I'll give you a picture so that you'll know how to understand and accept what is coming later.
因为我们怎么知道真实的意义呢? 如果神不在前面, 给我们以一个画面去解释, 将来要发生的真实的事情是什么样子?
I'm reminded of the fact that Ivy's husband is coming.
因为我今天知道那个Ivy的老公呢,今天要来了。
I don't know how long it's been since he's been here. Probably several months, if not more.
所以呢,我不知道什么时候我知道的,但是呢,起码有几个月就知道了她老公要来。
But if it had been 5 or 10 years since Ivy's husband was there, Ivy probably would have said to her husband, send us a picture so that we'll know we can recognize you.
如果是5到10年的话呢,艾薇的老公没有过来的话呢,艾薇就会跟他老公说,你给我寄一张照片过来,然后我见到你说,我就可以认得出来你。
And he would say, well, that's good, but you've got to send me a picture of yourself and my daughters, because I haven't seen them for a long time. They changed.
所以呢,他老公会说,那也可以很好, 但你也必须把你的照片和女儿们的照片送给我, 我也很久没见他们了, 他们可能也变化很大。
One day I went to the airport.
有一天呢,我去了机场。
I was going to meet a man that I hadn't seen for a long time.
现在我必须见一个人,我很久没见他了。
I described him to my friends that I met at the airport. They were waiting for somebody too.
现在我就跟我的朋友说呢,我会到机场去接他,所以他们在机场也在等我。And
they said, who are you waiting for? Well, I said, oh, I'm waiting for my friend John.
所以他们说呢,你在等谁呢?他说我在等我的朋友约翰。
And then I described John to them.
然后我就描述那个约翰,跟他们描述他。
And as I was standing there talking to them, one of them said, there's your friend.
所以呢,当我跟那些人还在聊天的时候呢,那几个人说,哎,你的朋友已经到了。
And I looked around and they were right. They had recognized my friend on the basis of my description. I wasn't looking. They saw him. They said, Harold, turn around. There is your friend. You've got to go to meet him.
他们是对的,因为当我跟我的那几个朋友描述我的朋友约翰的时候呢,他们看见约翰,他们就知道了,他们是根据我对约翰的描述认出约翰来了,所以他说,约翰,Harold, 你转身看,你的朋友已经到了,你应该去接他了。
So the law told us what to expect, and then verse 9 says, he sets aside the first to establish the second. He gave us the picture, set it aside, he is here now.
律法呢描述了我们将来要看到的那样的事情,所以在第9节说,可见他是除去在先的,为立在要后的。
Now the question is, why do we set aside the old?
问题就是我们为什么要除掉在先的呢?
And the answer is, verse 10, by that will of God, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus once for all.
答案就在第10节里,我们凭着旨意,靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体,就得以成圣。Okay,
what was the fact? We have been made holy.
因为事实是什么呢? 我们被变成为圣洁了。We
have been changed by the body of Jesus.
我们被主耶稣基督的身体改变了。
It wasn't just a picture being changed into a reality. It was the fact that we were sinners and the picture couldn't do any good. But when Jesus came, we have been made holy.
这里不仅仅是说是这个画面呢变成了真实是我们曾经是个罪人, 画面改变不了的，然后主耶稣基督呢，把我们变为圣洁了。
I guess that's just overwhelmingly marvelous. We put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He makes us holy.
所以我认为这是绝对令人惊奇和神奇的，因为我们只要相信主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督呢就会把我们变成圣洁。
Okay, so I've said to you before, on the basis of these passages, we don't go back to the Mosaic law because it does not work. It cannot work. We need to be born again, and only Jesus can make me holy.
因为我前面给大家讲过了，就是这本书的主题呢，就是说我们不要回到摩西律法的那个时代去，因为那个时代律法呢，它不能让我们改变。所以呢，我们当我们重生以后，我们信了主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督呢可以把我们变成圣洁。
11, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties again and again. He offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins.
第十一节说，凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。
What is the problem of all false religion? It just can never take away sins. It doesn't work.
所以呢，这些伪宗教他们的那些问题是什么呢？是因为他们永远不能通过献祭除罪。
Verse 12, but when this priest, Jesus, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
第十二节说，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
Jesus didn't offer himself every day, every week, every year. When he offered himself once, he went back to heaven and he sat down.
与主耶稣基督呢，他不会说是每天把自己献一次，每个星期献一次，每年献一次，他就一次献祭，然后就足够了，然后他就回到天堂去，坐在了神的右边了。
I mentioned before that in the tabernacle, in the temple, for the priest, there was no place to sit down.
所以大家都记得，在那个旧约时代呢，在圣殿里呢是没有地方可以让人坐的。
His work wasn't done.
因为他的工作没做完。
What did Jesus say on the cross?
主耶稣基督在十字架上说了什么呢？
He said, "It is finished."
他说成了。
The work is done. Hallelujah.
工作做完了，哈利路亚。
He went back to heaven and he sat down.
他回到天堂坐下了。
Okay, this is marvelous.
这个太神奇了。
Verse 13, since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool.
第三节说，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。
Okay, He won the victory, but the enemies have not all fallen into place yet.
所以呢，主耶稣基督取得了胜利，但是呢，敌人呢并没有完全的都已经摧毁了。
The fact is that there's absolutely no way the enemies can win the war.
事实上呢，那个敌人呢不可能以任何方式来赢得这场战争。
They're running around pretending that they can continue to fight.
所以呢他们逃了，逃到了各个地方呢，假装他们还能够继续战斗。
But they can't win, and Jesus isn't worried.
因为他们不可能赢，因为主耶稣基督是斗士。
So he's just sitting up in heaven, waiting until they all collapse.
因为主耶稣基督只是在天上等着，等着他们所有的人都被摧毁。
It's almost, and this is not a biblical analogy, but it's almost like a war on the earth.
因为这不是圣经教导的，但是就是说跟那个差不多，地球上的战争差不多有一点。
And the problem is that the enemy doesn't have any more access to fuel.
因为这个事实呢，就是说当时的情况就是敌人呢，完全得不到油。
And they're all going to run out of gas.
所以他们的汽油都会用光了。
And so the general says to his army, don't worry, they're not going to get us because they don't have enough gas in their trucks to get here.
因为另一方的将军就跟他们的士兵说呢，你们现在不要担心，因为敌人呢，他们现在不可能来打我们，因为他们没有不可能从任何地方得到汽油。
And they all come roaring down the highway.And they get halfway there, and they run out of gas, and that's all they can do.
因为那些敌人呢，他们都是把车开到高速公路上以后呢，走了一半的路，那汽油全部用完了，他们只能到达那里。
Okay, that's the way Jesus is. He is resting now because he has won the victory. His enemies will become his footstool.
也这就是这样一个事实，主耶稣基督呢，他已经赢得了这场战争，他就在天堂坐下了，他在那里等着，等着他的敌人成了他的脚凳。
All right, verse 14. Because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
第四节说，因为他一次献祭并将那得以成圣的人永远完全。
All right, so, two things, or two interesting things. It says, by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
这里有两件有趣的事，因为他一次献祭，并将那些得以成圣的人呢，永远完全。
Verse 10 says,By that will we have been made holy.
因为第十节说呢，借着神的旨意呢，我们已经成圣了。
So what is it? Have you been made holy or are you being made holy?
这个是什么呢？你是已经成圣了还是被成圣呢？
Is it past or present?
是呢，过去呢，还是现在呢？
It's interesting how the Bible often makes two statements that appear to be opposite.
因为呢，这非常有趣的呢，圣经呢，通常呢，会做一个说明呢，好像这两个说明是完全对立。
Okay, so the first is true in verse 10. We have been made holy because Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he died once for all.Once means we have been made holy once for all.
因为第十节讲呢，我们凭着旨意，靠着耶稣基督只一次献上他身体，就得以成圣。
But now Jesus is in heaven, and he's waiting for his enemies to become his footstool. He's sitting down, but he says by his sacrifice, he's made perfect, verse 14,those who are being made holy, that's you and me.
因为这个里面讲到的呢，就是主耶稣基督他已经到了天堂，然后坐在那里等待敌人成为他的脚凳。所以呢，第十四节说，因为他一次献祭，便叫那已成圣的那些成圣的呢，就是我们永远完全。
So I'm being made holy, verse 14, in a practical sense, day by day. I have been made holy in a positional sense when I was born again.
因为这第十四节讲呢，我们呢，被成圣，得以成圣呢，是实际上就是一个 逐步往前进步的，一天一天的成圣。但是呢，当我们当我重生的那一个时候呢，是在我所处的这个位置上，我已经成圣了。
When I was born, I became my father's son from a positional point of view.
因为当我刚出生的时候呢，我的这个位置呢，就是说呢，我成为了我父亲的儿子。
There's no question. I was my father's son when I was a baby.
所以当我是个小婴儿的时候呢，就没有问题，我是我父亲的孩子。
But as I grew up, more and more people used to say to me, you know, you're like your father.
当我长大的时候呢，你知道呢，越来越多的人会说呢，你知道吗？你很像你爸爸。
I got to the point I even sounded like my father.
因为我就是会到那么一个点呢，就我说话的声音都跟我父亲一样。
A man phoned one day, said, "Who am I talking to?"
因为有一天一个人跟我打电话说我在跟谁说话。
I had the same name as my father.
我必须说呢，是我。
I sounded like my father.
我呢听起来像我和我父亲说话。
He said, "Who am I talking to?"
他说呢，我在跟谁说话。
I said, "I'm Harold Summers."
我说我是 Harold Summers。
The man was absolutely astounded, and he said to me, "That's strange. I thought Harold Summers died 10 years ago."
所以那个人呢就感到特别的惊奇，他说，我觉得 Harold Summers 十年前就死了。
Okay, what happened? I sounded like my father, and I acted like my father. Over time, I got to be more and more like my father.
因为他的说话像他爸爸，他的行动呢也像他爸爸。然后呢，就时间呢越长呢，他就越来越像他爸爸。
I went preaching many years ago, and a little old lady came up to me afterwards.
因为我很多年前我去出去讲道，然后等讲道结束了，是那一个老太太过来跟我说话。
She said, "You know, I enjoyed listening to you today." She said, "I just closed my eyes and pretended I was listening to your father."
所以呢，她说，你知道吗？我今天非常享受你讲的这篇道，但是呢，我听的时候我就把眼睛闭上，闭上眼睛以后呢，我就假装我在听你父亲在讲道。
Okay, so my mother and father trained me when I was a boy to be like my father, not just in the position I'm his son, but in practice, I was trained to be like my father.
因为他父亲和母亲从小就训练他呢，不仅仅是说因为他是他父亲的儿子，他们呢也一直训练他，让他逐渐的进步到一个程度呢，就他完完全全就像他爸爸。
Now verse 10, Jesus died to forgive our sins and he made us holy. That's our position.
因为这第十节说呢，主耶稣基督为我们罪而死，然后呢他只一次献上他身体，我们就得以成圣了，这是我们的位置。
And now every day he's sitting beside his father, and he's saying to his father, "You help my son, you help my daughter." And every day we become more holy, more like Jesus. His job in heaven to make us holy positionally is done. On the earth is done. His job in heaven is to make us more like him in practice.
那主耶稣基督他现在坐在那个天堂里，坐在我们的父的右边，他就说，那你现在呢，把我的儿子们和女儿们，让他们每天每天更加的圣洁。所以主耶稣基督他在地上的时候呢，让我们成圣，这样一个工作呢已经完成了。所以他现在坐在天上呢，每天都在为我们劝说，就是说让我们一个人每一个人都每天更像我们的主耶稣。
Verse 15 now, the Holy Spirit also testifies to you about this. First he says, This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds.
第十五节第十六节说呢，圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他既已说过，主说那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们的心上。
So what is the Lord doing? He's writing his laws on our minds. That's why you come to Bible studies. He's writing them on your minds. He's writing them on your minds. He's writing them on your minds. More and more and more you're thinking about the truth of God. That's absolutely wonderful. And it isn't just that he writes them on the mind, he puts them in the heart. My heart says, Lord, I want to know, so the heart influences the mind. And the mind says, I understand, and it tells the heart what to do.
然后呢，那个思想呢，就是我理解了，然后就告诉那个心怎么去做。
And our hearts and our minds work together to make us like Jesus.
所以我们的思想和我们的心呢，都一起努力，让我们变得更像主耶稣。
And then he goes on and he says, and their sins and their lawless acts I will remember no more.
第十七节就是说，以后就说。
We're trying to be holy. We're asking the Lord to make us holy. And the Lord says, on top of that, I'm not going to remember your sins anymore.
我们也祈求主耶稣基督让我们成圣。当我们成圣以后呢，主耶稣就说，那我不再记得你的罪了。
All right, that's a beautiful package.
这是一个很好的一个打包。
The conclusion is verse 18, which says, where these sins have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin.
第十八节记说，这些罪过既已赦免，就不用再为罪先祭了。
In the Old Testament, if you were to sin after you followed the God of heaven, after you were in the assembly of the Israelites, if you sinned afterwards, you had to bring another sacrifice for sin.
在旧约时代呢，如果你信了神，在当时的那个犹太的那个教会里面的话，如果你犯了罪呢，你必须再带一个祭物来为你的罪献祭。
But it's not that way anymore. You see, if you sin now, Jesus doesn't have to die again. You don't have to bring a sacrifice or money or do anything else. You have been made holy. You are being made holy. You don't need to sacrifice for sin again either.
实际上呢，你现在呢，你已经，你不用，你现在犯了罪，你不用再去带献赎罪祭，也不用去付钱，也不用去用其他做其他的事情，来除去你的罪，因为主耶稣基督已经除去了你的罪，他已经让你成圣了，所以你不用再为罪献祭了。
All right, now that really is a lot of good news.
所以呢，这里这呢。 真是一个好的那个新闻。The
people in other religions, they don't understand that.
因为在其他的宗教里的人呢，他们不理解这个。
The Hebrew who's following the Old Testament law today, he doesn't understand that.
因为当时呢，在那个时候呢，跟随着旧约时代的那个律法的希伯来人，他们也不理解这个。
All right. So verse 23, I'm changing the position now. Verse 23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess.
因为这里就改变了主题，第23节说, 也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇。
Okay, hang on to the hope you profess. Don't change. That's the conclusion of all that we've been talking about.
因为就要坚守我们所承认的指望不致动摇，这就是我们所有谈到的，我们所要刚才谈到的一些东西。
Okay, don't verse 23 again. Verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to this hope. Don't ever leave that hope.
第23节说也要坚守我们的信心的承认，所以不要去。
And now he precedes that by giving us several summary reasons why we do not leave that hope.
然后呢，他给我们几条那样的原因，为什么我们不要离开，离弃那样我们所承认的指望。
The first reason is because, verse 19, because we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
第一个原因呢，是在第19节里，我们也既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Why don't we give up our hope? Because we can already go right into the very presence of God.
你为什么我们不要放弃我们的指望呢？因为我们可以一步一步的走到神的面前。And
verse 20, the reason for that is because the way has been opened for us by the Lord Jesus Christ and His body, which was the sacrifice for our sin.
第20节说呢，是藉着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。
Okay, so the first reason that we can don't give up our hope is we can go right into the presence of God based on the fact that Jesus died for us.
因为为什么我们不要放弃我们的指望呢？第一个原因呢，就是我们可以一直走到神的面前，就是基于主耶稣基督为我们而死。
And secondly, we don't give up our hope because when we get into the presence of God, the high priest goes in with us. We're not alone. Jesus is with us.
第二个原因呢，当我们进入到神的面前的时候呢，我们最高的祭司呢和我们一起走，我们在里面并不是孤独的，是因为最高祭司跟我们在一起走。
Jesus takes us in, and Jesus makes us feel comfortable when we get there.
所以主耶稣基督带领我们进去，当我们带进去以后呢，主耶稣基督在那里安慰我们。Okay,
so I keep telling you what it was like when I was a boy.
因为我一直告诉你们呢，我当我还是个小男孩的时候，我是什么样的人。
And my daddy would say to me, come on, Harold, we're going to go somewhere.
因为我爸爸说呢, Harold, 过来, 我们要出去一下。
And if he said, Harold, you go, I would say, no, I can't, I'm afraid, I don't know what to do.
因为如果我爸爸说, Harold, 你自己去, 我就会害怕, 我说我不去, 我不知道我要去哪里, 我又不知道怎么办。
And then he would say, don't worry, Harold, I'll go with you.
他就说呢, Harold, 别担心, 我会跟你一起去。
I said, well, if that's the case, I'll go. Sure, you go with me. I'll go anywhere if you go with me.
我说这听起来不错，这就是这样的。如果你跟我在一起呢，我去任何地方，你要我去的都可以。
All right, now verse 22 says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith.
第二个就是说，并在我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去。
Because he's done the work, and because he goes with us, then we can draw near to God.
因为主耶稣基督呢，把我们带进去，他也跟着我们走，所以这样呢，我们可以被拉近到神的面前。
How close can you get to God? You can go right there, right now.
所以呢，你可以走到神面前，走得多近呢？你可以现在就去，现在就到神面前。
On one occasion, a friend came to me and he said, Harold, will you pray for me?
因为在我的情况呢，有一个朋友呢找我说 ，Harold， 你能不能为我祷告
？I said, why don't you pray for yourself?
我说你为什么自己不为自己祷告呢
？Oh, he said, I don't know how to pray.
我不知道怎么祷告。
Okay.Why didn't he know how to pray? Because he didn't understand what Jesus had done. He didn't believe the Savior. He didn't know that he was a priest who could help him. He didn't pray. He said, Harold, you pray for me.
所以他为什么不知道为什么祷告，怎么去祷告呢？因为他不知道主耶稣基督为他做了什么，也不知道主耶稣基督现在是大祭司，现在是可以帮助他，可以让他去自得到一切。所以他说呢 ，Harold， 你为我祷告。
Jesus said, Harold, you come with me. We'll go right into the presence of God and you speak to God directly. I'll be with you, but you speak to God directly.
主耶稣基督跟我说 Harold, 你现在跟我来，来到神面前来，然后呢，到了神面前后，你就直接跟他说话，我会跟你在一起，我会在那里帮助你，所以你自己直接跟神说话。
Okay, he says, let us draw near to God. How can we do it? With a sincere heart and full assurance of faith.
因为这是说让我们来到神的面前呢，我们怎么做呢？因为我们的身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
We do it with a sincere heart because we know that that's what God has promised. And so we go in not with a doubting heart, not saying, oh, this is wrong. We go in because we know it's the truth.
因为我们凭着一个真实的心来到神面前呢，我们因为知道这是神应许的，我们不是带着一颗怀疑的心，我们不是说再带着一颗怀疑的心来到神面前，我们是带着一颗真实的心，因为知道神会帮助我们。
And we have the full assurance of faith because we believe what God said.
所以呢，我们完完全全有充足的信心，神说了个什么？因为我们相信神说的话。
And we go because our hearts are sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience.
所以呢，我们进到神面前是因为我们的身体用清洗洗净了，我们的良心呢？也用清水洗净了，我们有充足的信心。
And the blood of Jesus Christ was on our hearts. It cleansed us from sin. We have a pure heart if we have received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
所以主耶稣基督的宝血呢，在我们的心上洗净了我们的心。所以如果我们相信主耶稣基督的话呢，我们就有一颗清洁的良心。
And our bodies have been washed with pure water.
我们的身体同样也用水洁净了。
It isn't just something that happened on the inside. God takes us completely, our bodies as well as our hearts. And he says, I'll sprinkle your heart so that sin is gone. And I'll wash your body so that you can go in to the very presence of God.
因为我们不仅仅说我们的心被洁净了，我们的外面也被洁净了。当我们的心被洁净了以后呢，就影响了我们的身体。当我们的身体被洁净以后呢，这样呢，就说现在你可以到神面前去了。
And when we were little children, we would have to go places, and our mummies would say, "You need to have a bath before you go."
当我们还是个孩子的时候呢，我们要去一个地方。我妈妈跟我说呢，你要去那个地方，你必须先洗个澡。
She said, I want my children to be clean when we go.
所以呢，她说呢，我想我的孩子们呢是非常干净的，当我们到那里的时候。
And we get to go into the very presence of God, and He washes us so that when we go in, we're clean and acceptable in His presence. He saves us, and then He remembers our sins and our lawless acts no more.
实际上呢，我们呢要到神面前去，所以呢，我们先必须把我们的外面洁净了，让我们有一个清洁的身体。然后呢，我们再来到神面前，因为到我们来到神面前呢，这样神才可以悦纳我们，接纳我们，然后呢，就忘记我们的罪过。
So number one, verse 22 says, "We draw near to God."
所以第二十二节第一条呢，就是我们来到神面前。
How is your prayer life?
所以你的祷告的人生是什么样的？
Have you prayed to God today?
今天向神祷告了吗?
Every day we draw near to God. We say, Lord, help us today.
所以每天呢，我们都会来到神面前，我们会跟神说，主啊，求您帮助我今天。
So we draw near to God, number one. Number two, we hold unswervingly to the hope.We believe and we draw near. Then as we go, we keep on hoping.
依然呢，我们来到神面前，我们怎么办呢？我们要坚守我们所承认的指望。所以我们每天呢，就保持着我们那样的盼望。
Why? Because he's faithful who promised. We hope that he'll help us today because he's promised he will.
为什么呢？因为神是信实的。我们希望神今天帮助我们，因为他会帮助我们，他是信实的。
And then verse 24, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
第二十四节又说呢，又要彼此照顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
So, number one, let us draw near.Number two, let us keep on hoping. Number three, let us encourage others.
第一条呢，让我们来到神面前。第二条呢，让坚守我们的盼望。第三条呢，就是互相勉励。
What is the Christian life?
基督徒的人生是什么样的呢？
Well, the Christian life, number one, is...Walking with the Savior on the narrow way, we draw near to Him.
因为基督徒的人生第一条呢，就是与我们的救主同行在那条窄路上，我们来到神面前。
What is the Christian life? It is hoping for the blessing of God in every event of life.
因为基督徒的人生什么呢？是我们的指望。我们的盼望呢，主会把他的在我们每一件事情每一个情况下都赐福给我们。
What is the Christian life? Verse 24, we consider how we can help others.
因为我们基督徒的人是什么样的，在第二十四节里说呢，我们要彼此照顾。
What can we do today for Jesus?
今天我们会为主耶稣做什么呢？
And then number four, verse 25, let us not give up meeting together.
因为第四条在第二十五节里说我们不可停止聚会。
Okay, four implications of the great blessings that God has brought us into through the work of Jesus Christ.
所以呢四条那个指出就是说神的赐福在我们为主耶稣服侍主耶稣基督可以带给我们人生的那样的福气。
Number one, we draw near to God.
第二呢我们来到神面前。
Number two, in our private life, we hope.
那第二条呢在我们的人生里呢我们盼望。
Number three, in our public life, we're trying to help other people.
所以第三条呢，在我们的公众的生活中呢，我们互相帮助。
And number four, we meet together often.
第四条呢, 我们经常聚会。
Some people say, you know, I'm a Christian. I never meet with people. I just sort of hide in my little corner. No, you're not supposed to do that.
有一些人说呢，我是一个基督徒，但是呢，我不去跟别人相会，我就躲在我自己的角落里就行了。你不应该那么做。Okay,
we're here today, and we're together. Why are we here today together?
所以呢，我们今天都在这里。我们为什么要在这里聚会呢？
In part because Hebrews 10:25 tells us we should be.
所以部分原因呢是希伯来书的第十章第二十五节告诉我们应该这样。
We're just ordinary people and we want to obey.
所以我们只是普通的人，所以我们要顺服。
And so Hong keeps saying to me, so why aren't we back at the chapel on Tuesdays?
所以陆航呢一直都问我说为什么我们星期二不回到教堂里去。
And hopefully we'll be able to say soon, yes, we're going to be back at the chapel on Tuesdays. But at least we're meeting together in part on Zoom.
因为我们希望呢，终结有一天呢，我们回到教堂里，星期二在教堂里聚会。但至少现在我们可以部分的相聚在Zoom上。
Better to get together on Zoom. To not to get together at all.
所以呢，在Zoom上呢，相聚呢，总比完全不相聚要好。
But I keep looking at the little group on my screen, and I say, you know, some of you I have never met in person.
所以我看了我一下我的电脑屏幕，我就说呢，你们中间有些人呢，我从来没有面对面的见过你。
I'm looking forward to doing that. I think you're my friend. I'll know a whole lot better when I can see your smiling face in person.
所以呢，我希望有那一天赶紧到呢，因为你们是我的朋友，所以呢，我非常愿意看到你脸上的笑容，当我们面对面的时候。
So verse 25 says, "Let us not give up meeting together."
第25节说呢。 我们不可停止聚会。
You know, if we were to stop meeting together, we would all change.
所以你知道吗？如果我们停止聚会的话，我们所有人都会改变。
And if I met you many years later, I might say to you, you know, you're not the man I used to know. You're not the woman I used to know.
因为如果是这种情况发生的话，很多年以后我再碰到你的时候，我就说呢，你不是我曾经认识的那个人。And
you would say to me, Harold, you're not the one I used to know.
你会跟我说呢，你说 Harold, 你也不是我曾经认识的那个人。Now,
if we meet together often, what's going to happen?
如果我们经常聚会了，会发生什么呢？
Well, frankly, I'm going to become more like you, you're going to become more like me, and by the grace of God, we're both going to become more like Jesus.
因为结果呢，就是你越来越像我，我越来越像你，然后呢，藉着神的恩典呢，我们所有人呢，就越来越像主耶稣。Now,
frankly, I think that's a good deal.
坦率地说，我认为那个交易不错。
I want to become more like Jesus. You want to become more like Jesus.
所以我想更像主耶稣基督，你也想更像主耶稣基督。
But it's amazing, though I don't know you all very well, those I do know, there are things about you that I admire greatly, and the more I'm with you, the more I'm going to admire you and be like you, and both of us, therefore, will be more like Jesus.
其实我不是很了解你们中间的很多人，但是呢，我知道你们中间很多人呢，你们很多人他呢，你的很多方面都值得我特别的尊重，我就会想越来越尊重你，越来越尊重你呢，我们就会越来越像，越来越像呢，基督神的恩典，我们最后呢就会都越来越像主耶稣基督。
How do I get to be more like Jesus? By being with you and watching how you're like Jesus.
因为我怎么能够更像主耶稣基督呢？我就和你们在一起，你们在一起呢，就看着你们，看着你们呢，然后呢，你们更像主耶稣呢，我就更像主耶稣。
Why is that? And the answer is because, see if I can find the words here, verse 24, we consider one another how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds.
我来找到这里面的经文，第二四节是这样说的，因为彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
So, one day, I had a friend, and my friend decided she didn't want to talk to me.
今天有一天呢，我有一个朋友，那个朋友有一天呢，他决定不再跟我说话。
And I was very disappointed.
我就非常失望。
We met one another on the street one day.
所以有一天我们两个在街上碰到。
I said hello to her.
我跟她说你好。
She wouldn't talk to me.
她不说话。
She just walked right on by.
她就是径直走过去不理我。
So I thought, well, I better do something, so I followed her.
我想呢，我必须要做点事了，我就跟着她。
And as she was walking away, I was following her. I said to her, excuse me, but have I offended you? Did I do something that I shouldn't do?
因为我就她就一直走，我就一直跟着她，然后我就跟她说对不起，我冒犯过你吗？我做过什么对不起你的事情吗？
And she didn't answer me and wouldn't answer me.
然后呢，她不理我，她也不想理我。
So I just kept walking behind her.
所以我一直跟着她后面。
And I said to her, well, frankly, you have offended me.
所以呢，我就最后我就说呢，啊，坦率地说，你冒犯了我现在。
And I said, you know, God gave you to me as a sister in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我说你知道吗？神呢，把你作为在主内的姐妹给了我。
And I said, frankly, you haven't helped me. You won't even talk to me.
我说坦率地说呢，你不想帮助我，你甚至都不想理我。
I said, don't you believe that God gave you to me so that I would learn something so that I could be more like Jesus?
我说你意识到了吗？神把你给我是因为我可以从你身上学到什么，然后我自己更像主耶稣。
I said, frankly, you're no help.
坦率说你一点帮助都没有。
You won't even talk to me. How can I learn from you if you don't even talk to me?
你完全不理我。你要是不理我，我怎么可以跟你学到东西？
Well, she didn't answer me. I figured I'd maybe said enough.
然后他还是不理我，我就觉得呢，可能我已经该说的都说了。
Sometime later, I met her on the street again.
所以呢，几天以后，我们两个再次在街上碰到。
I said hello.
我说你好。
She said hello.
她也说哈你好。
And we started to talk.
然后我们就开始交谈了。
And we became good friends.
然后我们成为很好的朋友。
And when she died, she said to me, Harold, would you take my funeral, please?
所以当她死的时候，她说 Harold, 你可不可以来主持我的葬礼？
We need one another.
我们互相都需要。
Why are you here today?
你为什么你们今天会在这里呢？
You are here to help me and everyone else on this screen.
你到这里来是帮助我，帮助每一个在这个屏幕上的人。
What a huge responsibility.
多么巨大的一个责任。
What a wonderful promise and possibility.
多么美丽的一个可能性和一个应许。
Some people say, oh, I don't know if I can go today.
有些人说呢，我不知道今天我能不能够参加。
Some people say, I don't really feel I can come.
所以有些人说呢，我今天感觉不好，我不能来。
Other times you say, I can't be away, they need me.
其他时间说呢，我不能不去，因为他们需要我。
I need you, you need me, we all need one another, because that's the way God says we can all become like Jesus.
因为我需要你，你也需要我，我们每个人都互相需要，这就是神说的，告诉我们的，终究有一天我们互相需要，我们都会更像主耶稣基督。
And frankly, it's a little bit easier to learn from one another in person than on Zoom, but better on Zoom than nothing.
所以坦率地说呢，面对面的之间的交流呢，我们可以学到比在Zoom上学会更多的东西，但是有Zoom总比没有强。
And some people say to me, Harold, do you know so-and-so?
有些人问我说, Harold, 你认识那个谁吗？
And sometimes I can say not very well, but I can tell you this, she's got a nice smiling face.
所以呢,我说呢,我不太了解她,但是至少有一天我是理解的,因为她脸上通常带着好的笑容。
And even the picture reflects the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就算这上面的一个头像呢,也能够反映出
All right, verse 25, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
25节说,你们不可停止聚会,好像那些停止惯了的人,都要彼此劝勉,既知道那日子临近,就更当如此。
Is Jesus coming soon?
主耶稣基督很快会来吗?
You say, yep.
你们说是。
Are you getting excited?
你感到兴奋吗?
You say, yep.
也是。
And the more we see it coming, the more we get excited, and the more we need to be together.
因为我们越多的看见的日子近了，我们 就越多的兴奋，所以我们就要越多的机会。
Now again, I keep telling you stories about when I was a little boy.
再一次呢，我一直就是告诉你，当我还是个小男孩时候的故事。
Why do I tell you little boy stories?
为什么我要告诉你小男孩的故事呢？
Because we're all like little boys and little girls when we compare ourselves to Jesus.
因为如果我们把自己跟主耶稣基督做比较的话呢，我们每个人都是一个小男孩和小女孩。Now
when I was a little boy, I liked Christmas.
当我还是个小男孩时呢，我喜欢圣诞节。I
used to get lots of presents at Christmas.
在那个圣诞节时，我通常收到大量的礼物。We
used to eat lots of good food at Christmas.
圣诞节时，我们会常吃大量的美食。
We even got to play some good games at Christmas.
在圣诞节时，我们甚至到一些地方去玩一些很好的游戏。
I like Christmas.
我喜欢圣诞节。
Now, when did I talk most about Christmas?
所以我什么时候一直在讨论圣诞节呢？
In the middle of July?
在那个七月中旬吗？
Well, yeah, every now and then I would.
是是,
but the closer I got to Christmas, the more I wanted to talk about Christmas.
所以呢，在圣诞节越来越近的时候呢，我就越来越想圣诞节。And
a few days before Christmas, I would say to my friends, "What are you going to do on Christmas?"
所以呢，圣诞节来的前几天，我就会跟我的朋友们说呢，哎，圣诞节你会做什么呢？
And we'd all get really excited.
我们所有的人都感到非常兴奋。And
the day before Christmas was always a very interesting day because there were lots of things we had to do to get ready for Christmas. And I would help my family and they would help me and we would do this to get ready for that. And it was all very interesting. But the day before Christmas, the days before Christmas, we were together all the time getting ready.
所以呢，圣诞节的前一天呢，通常都是最有趣的一天，因为在这一天的时候，我们要做大量的准备。我去帮助别人，别人帮助我们。最有趣的呢，就是那一天呢，我们大家都会聚在一起。我们在这聚在一起呢，就是为了准备，迎接圣诞节，把所有圣诞节来的那一天，所有的事情都准备好。
Okay, so Jesus is coming soon.
主耶稣基督很快就来了。And
the closer it gets, the more excited we get.
所以呢，主耶稣基督越来越近呢，我们就越来越兴奋。Okay,
and I say to you, come on, let's do a little bit of work. Let's get together. We'll work together for Christmas. No, we'll work together for Jesus coming back. And you say, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. And we get all excited because Jesus is coming back very, very soon. Hallelujah.
因为主耶稣基督来了以后呢，我就会越来越的去找你们，你们也会越来越多的找我，所以我们呢准备这些，准备那些，我们准备所有的事情，准备主耶稣基督来了，我们要做什么，我们就变得很忙，我们互相去做，我们就非常感到非常兴奋，我们所有人说啊，主耶稣基督要来了，哈利路亚。All
right, so verse 25 again. Let us not give up meeting together, but let us encourage one another.
因为第25节再次来到，我们不可停止聚会，倒要彼此劝勉。Why
do we get together? To encourage one another.
我们为什么要聚在一起呢？因为我们聚在一起互相鼓励。What
happens if we don't get together?
如果我们不聚会会怎么样呢？
Well, you don't encourage me, and I don't encourage you, and we don't encourage one another.
所以你不会鼓励我，我也不会鼓励你，我们不会互相鼓励。
Sometimes somebody says, what about so-and-so?
有时候呢，有些人说呢，那个谁怎么样了？
And I say to them, well, frankly, I saw them on Zoom yesterday, and I was very encouraged.
我会说呢，坦率地说，我昨天在Zoom上看见他了，我受到了非常大的鼓励。
We encourage one another just by being together like we are now looking at one another.
所以我们呢，在一起聚会呢，就是为了互相鼓励，就像我们现在互相看着的时候，我们也互相鼓励。
And I say to myself, why is so-and-so here?
我对我自己说，为什么谁谁谁在这里呢？
And then I remember praying for this individual, that individual, I got to be honest, praying for you.
因为我坦率地讲，诚实地讲，就是我会为那个人祷告过，我为你祷告过，我会在屏幕上每个人都祷告。
And I see the face and I say, I'm so encouraged.
我看见他的脸的时候呢，我说，受到非常大的鼓励。
And each of you have been praying for one another, and you see us, and you say, thank you, Jesus, I'm so encouraged.
所以呢，你们大家互相代祷，互相祷告，然后呢，你看见以后，你说，哎呀，我受到非常大的鼓励，感谢主耶稣。
Why do we get together? We get together, we meet often to encourage one another.
为什么我们要聚会呢？我们聚会在一起呢，就是为了互相鼓励，互相勉励。All
right, that's maybe as far as we should go today. We change the theme just a little bit in verse 26. So let's stop at verse 25, and you may have a question or a comment or two.
今天呢，我们 就学到这里，因为第26节开始呢，就换了一个主题，所以呢，现在呢，我们留点时间给大家问问题，或者你有自己的看法和想法，现在提出来。Anything
else to say?
有没有什么要说的？ Yeah, Sunny, got a question.
Okay, I can't find Sunny. Here she is on my screen. I found you. Very good.
主在昼夜不停地替我们，又在替我们代求，那我们祷告是直达父神那里，还是主在昼夜不停地替我们，又在替我们代求，那我们祷告是直达父神，还是先到主那里，然后经过主中转，才能够到父神。
Okay. So Sandy's question is about the prayer. So she said that when we pray, we say the Father, and when we end our prayer, we say in the name of Jesus Christ. So she said Jesus Christ died for us. So we already can go directly to to our Father in heaven. So her question is about when we pray, our prayer go directly to the Father, or we go to the Lord Jesus first, then Lord Jesus transfer our prayer to the Father.
I think we go to the Father first, if there's any difference.
所以呢，他说我们是直接先到那个，如果主和那个父之间有什么区别的话，我们是直接到父那里去。I
think Jesus knows everything between us and the Father.
我认为呢，主耶稣基督呢，他知道在我们和父神之间的。
The Father knows everything between us and Jesus.
那个父神呢，也知道我们和主耶稣之间的任何事。
But we are told to pray to the Father.
所以我们被告知呢，要向父神祷告。Now
the reason we pray in Jesus' name is because apart from Jesus, we don't deserve anything from the Father.
所以我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告呢，是因为除了主耶稣基督呢。
So we say, Father, we're praying, and I'm praying, but I don't deserve anything. But I'm praying in Jesus' name because He deserves everything. And what I'm praying for is not just good for me, it's good for Him. So I pray in Jesus' name.
因为我们就是在跟祷告的时候，我们是父神呐，我所求的事情呢是我不配得的，但是我却奉主耶稣基督的名，主耶稣基督是配得一切的，所以呢，我要的东西呢，如果是对我也好呢，就是对主也好。And
you might say, well, doesn't God already know that?
所以呢，你说呢，神已经知道了这些。
And that's true, He does. But remember, He knows everything about our prayers before we pray.
因为这是真的，你知道吗？父神他知道所有我们要祷告的事情，在我们祷告之前他就知道。So
it's important to us and to Him that we come with the proper approach, not because He doesn't understand or won't listen, but we honor Him by coming with the proper approach.
所以呢，我们实际上是来到神面前呢，我们是以一个恰当的方式来到神面前，并不是说神要我们说，是因为神不理解，神不了解我们要说什么，神听不懂我们要说什么，神不知道我们要说什么，我们是因为尊敬神，所以我们才以这种恰当的方式来到神面前说。
So that's not a complete answer, Sonny, but it's a very simple answer. Keep praying to the Father in Jesus' name, and it'll work out. That's what God says. That's the approach He wants.
所以呢，实际上这个呢，它的答案并不一定完全，但是就是一个很简单的答案。所以你一定要保持着向父神祷告、奉主耶稣基督的名，这就是我们。
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer. Thank you again for today and for your attendance and your listening. May the Lord bless us all.
因为呢祷告感谢大家的参与感谢大家的那个学习让也希望神赐福给我们所有人
Lord, we want to thank you for these promises.
主啊,我们要为这些应许献上感恩。
We remember, Lord, that if we lived in the days of Moses or Joshua or David or the others, we would be thrilled with the blessings of the Old Testament.
所以主啊,我们知道,意识到,我们就算我们生活在那个摩西,约书亚,大卫的那个年代,我们也会为神的赐福感到惊奇。
But we thank thee that since Jesus came, we have so much more.
我们非常感恩,自从主耶稣来了以后呢,我们有远远比他们得到赐福多得多的。
And we thank you, Lord, and we bless you, and we praise you.
所以我们谢谢你,主啊,我们也赞美你,我们赞美你。
Bless us, Lord, we pray, and may we live these great truths from the book of Hebrews.
所以呢,主啊,求你赐福给我们,希望我们,让我们能够把希伯来书这些真理活出来。
Bless each of us on the screen today.
求你赐福给每一个在这个屏幕上的人。
And may each of us continue to be an encouragement to everyone else.
愿我们每一个人呢,都会成为对方的鼓励。
We ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些,奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.